Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Santa Claus is not the only thing that comes down a chimney. Some of you may have heard about the barred owl that recently came down the chimney of a home in Virginia and proceeded to perch atop a Christmas tree. Barred owls are a little smaller than great horned owls and lack ear tufts. Robert Stewart, in his Breeding Birds of North Dakota, noted that barred owls were likely breeding in the state, particularly along the Cheyenne River in Richland and Ransom counties. More recently, they've been documented in Pembina County. Other owls listed by Stewart include the burrowing owl, great horned owl, short-eared owl, long-eared owl, saw-whet owl, and screech owl. Although it's unclear if there's any significance to the owl's visit to the Virginia home, owls are interesting characters in folklore and mythology. They're often associated with death or the underworld. To hear an owl hoot at night, for example, portended death. Owls were also viewed as an evil omen. These beliefs may, in part, stem from their nocturnal activity and rather eerie calls. Hearing a call of an owl at night may fill a person with angst. What was that? I suspect that most North Dakotans are familiar with the low-toned hooting of the great horned owl. The call of the barred owl and screech owl are also eerie. Imagine hearing but not knowing the source of these calls. It would make one's hair stand on end. But owls are also viewed as having great wisdom and knowledge in several cultures. More recently, for example, the owl is a wise character in Winnie the Pooh, and the owl in Bambi is helpful and knowledgeable. And, of course, owls are prominent characters in the Harry Potter books and movies, where they're known for delivering the mail. I've put a link to the news item on the barred owl flying down a chimney and links to other sources of information on barred owls and owl mythology along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lara.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.